Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
I've been reading all your press clippings and listening to tapes of your shows for weeks. And you're really something. You're very funny.
I try to amuse.
I listen to your show all the time. I think you're a sick, foul, disgusting man. You make people really nauseous 365 days a year.
Man, you're so funny, man. That's why I love to listen to your show. That's why all the kids listen to you, man. Plus, you know, these goons push around. You know, all the kids listen to you. You are the best thing on the radio!
We're going to go to a message. I'll be right back after I shoot up.
This is the best of the Brad Westmar Show.
Good evening and welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. The final... Thanks, jerk off. The final Brad Westmar Show. of 2011. We've been here, can you believe this, J-Rod? We've been here now for almost 52 weeks doing it with this guy in here. Not in the biblical sense, of course.
No, definitely not that.
No. Because I feel like it's been that long, though. What do you think? No,
although I did have a break. I mean, let's say it had the merit of making Cleveland look like a walk in the park.
Good point. I wish I could have had the same break you had for my own show.
Oh, it made Cleveland seem awesome.
I can imagine. I can imagine so. Well, it's good to have you, and we will talk to you here in a moment. And Magic Matt, it's great to have you too, Magic Matt Christmas. I came up with that because I thought, you know, there's got to be a guy named somewhere Magic Matt Christmas. And there has to be a name, don't you think?
Matt Christmas?
Matt Christmas? Yeah.
Yeah.
It has a ring.
It does. Well, I think a Lloyd Christmas from the Dumb and Dumber movies.
There you go. See?
There you go.
See?
Thanks for calling me dumb again.
I didn't call you dumb. I did not call... Don't put words in my mouth or anything else. Please. Please don't. Did you get that picture yet?
Take a look. Through right now.
Yeah, take a look at this.
It's connecting.
We're here doing the show intro, and I pull this thing over. And I'm like, what? Is this what I think it is? And I said it out loud, and Matt starts laughing his ass off. And it's like, no, really, let me take a picture of it, and I'll send it to you.
You know that thing has been there.
It probably has been.
The same duration as we have.
And I'm touching it right now, and I've probably got gonorrhea, syphilis, and 14
I think that's what
disease.
Made me sick a couple weeks ago.
Probably is. Man.
What?
Do you see
okay,
it?
I got
you
it.
See
yeah,
it?
I got it.
It looks like a woman's, what do you call that? A woman's...
feminine product.
Feminine product, yes.
Yeah,
kinda.
It sure does.
Like a used one, too, being the that it's
yeah,
red.
Yeah.
Oh.
I tried to stop you.
Sorry.
Worst note to start off on ever.
I suppose that since it's the last show of the year, it probably is a good place for me to put this in.
Do you even listen to yourself when you talk?
Clearly, I do not. Clearly, I do not. Batman is here, and Batman has, in the last week or so, had his ass chewed, been apologized to in halvesies. And then had it taken back again here today, but at this point accepts no blame at all for the problem with the show that none of you actually know about last week. So why am I bringing it up? I don't know. Because that's just the way I am, Jared.
Absolutely.
You know.
A-hole. That is the way you
but
are.
You'll get over it. So I do want to start off tonight's show with one thing un-holiday related before we get into some of our other discussions. And that particular item is this email that I received from a good friend of mine who is an older gentleman. He is retired in his late 60s. And he sends me an email today. And he says that he mentions the most popular sports talk radio figure in Kansas City's name. Okay, he gives his initials, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he says he opened his show talking about his choice for the new head coach for the Kansas City Chiefs. If not Romeo Crennel, he wants, now go with me on this, guys, and listen to the entire email. He wants Steve Fisher. Now, when I read this, I'm thinking, okay, friend who is retired in your late 60s and a little bit, you know, senile. That's not his name. It's not Steve Fisher. It's Jeff Fisher. So I'm thinking, am I going to have to email the guy back and be a smart aleck and say, you mean Jeff Fisher, right? You know. So, but I went on to read the whole email.
It could be Bobby Fisher.
or what was the name of the chick that the older dude, Amy Fisher. Could be the sister Amy Fisher.
The Fisher King.
I see, there you go. You needed to leave the Fisher for the last name. They all have to be related. You know, can't think of another Fisher.
Amy Fisher, nice.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I pulled out the Amy Fisher. On the old show, during one of the true story, you weren't there for this one. On the old show, me and the old producer, we had literally watched the Amy Fisher porn while on the air. She had done an amateur porn. We actually watched it while we were on the show.
I would not want to share that moment with you guys.
See, Matt, I told you the old show was a lot different than this show.
There are times being 4 hours away is a good thing.
Probably.
In case you ever want to relive old memories.
You'd have to go to confession if you actually were on the old show. So he goes on to say, if not Romeo Crennel, he wants this radio host, this popular radio host here in Kansas City, he wants Steve Fisher. Steve Fisher is probably the best coach available. He is young, works hard, his players play hard for him, and he would be a good fit for Kansas City. The only knock on Steve Fisher is that he is not from the Patriots organization and does not do things the Patriots way. Okay? Which, Jared, comments?
There are other ways to win. I mean, even as a Patriots fan, that sounds pretty dumb.
Surely. So I read the first paragraph.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, old dude, who's my friend, who's retired and senile, I'm going to email you back. But first, maybe I should read the last paragraph that you wrote. So the last paragraph says, someone finally informed him the name of his favorite coach was Jeff Fisher. Then he says, I switched to NPR as usual. What an MFing a-hole.
Nice.
Can you believe that? The most popular sports talk, and you know who I'm talking about, the most popular sports talk radio figure here in the city got an NFL head coach's name wrong. I mean, seriously, there's just no... It'd be different if it wasn't Jeff Fisher, who's been around for 15 years.
Right, right.
You know, if it was a new guy, you know, if he was getting Kirk Ferentz's name wrong, okay?
No excuse for that, by the way.
But technically, there's no excuse for that. Not at least not in this room, you know?
You can call him Steve Ferentz?
Exactly. Didn't he play for... Well, who is Steve Ferentz? See, I know that name too.
I don't think there's a Steve
I think there is a Steve Ferentz.
I'll look it up.
Maybe not. Maybe don't. Please don't Google that. It's like, I know I'm wrong.
Steve Ferentz.
Is there a Steve Ferentz?
There might be.
Yeah.
He sells cars in Yuma, Washington.
High school player, Steve Ferentz.
See, I told you. No good. But anyway, I thought that was pretty funny. Here I am thinking for sure that my old friend who is retired and senile is screwing up the name of a head coach. No, it was actually a guy who's paid to not screw up those names. So
who is it? You tell me off the air?
Yeah, I'll tell you off the air.
All right.
Not the guys. None of the guys that you listened to before about the Royals. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Different station.
Okay.
The big station. The power of... Never mind. Anyway, so let's move on, shall we? I've got a special song from your talent. This is Walkin' Wosanna.
Oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jan Terry. If I wasn't a married man, I would tap this.
You are so smitten. It's like you found a new toy.
I'd like to be her boy toy. Window. Here we go. Yeah. Batman. What's that?
What was he jamming on again?
A guitar?
No, you didn't say it right.
Oh.
Guitar.
This song gets me in the holiday spirit. Definitely. I mean, honestly, Matt, this has got me in the mood for your mom's carrot cake. Yeah. And honestly, listening to this stuff on the radio, on the pretend radio, not the same as watching the video on YouTube.
Oh, no.
No. And the Santa that she's hot for is about 6'9" and 40 pounds.
It's her dad.
Probably.
No, it is her dad.
Oh, that's right. It is her dad.
Yeah.
Is that the guy that they asked about what his favorite song
they
was?
They interviewed on The Daily Show.
Yeah.
They asked what his favorite video was, and he said it was Walker, Texas Ranger.
That's right. That's right. Here we go. Walking Wo Santa. Walking Wo Santa. Wheelie. Could you put a few more R's in your song? Oh. Yeah. Jan Terry, baby.
Oh. It's no Get Down Goblin.
Oh, that's the next one we're going to play sometime. Get Down Goblin is her big hit, and it's a great song. And honestly, it's the catchiest one. Admit it. It is the catchiest one.
I don't know. I caught myself, I forgot my MP3 player, and I caught myself singing, not singing, but it was in my head, losing, I don't want to lose you tonight.
I know you like that one quite a bit.
I couldn't get it out of my head. It killed me.
I know.
And somewhere my wife was glad, because I was finally suffering for as much pain as I inflicted on my family.
I strongly suggest, if you have not seen a Jan Terry video, to go to YouTube right now and just go ahead and search Jan Terry, T-E-R-R-I. You've got to see her videos, really. Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Good news, by the way. I am excited about this. Magic Matt Christmas is on Twitter. I don't know what it was. What was it? Jared, I know you're still living in the 20th century, and that's fine. You're adamantly opposed to social networking with the exception of LinkedIn.
I'm not opposed to anything that will bring me a benefit. There's no benefit for me to get out of tweeting.
You heard that, listeners. Yes, I know. There's no. Matt, let's ask Matt what benefit he's getting out of tweeting. Matt, what was it exactly, very quickly, because we've got a lot to cover tonight, what was it that made you want to get on Twitter suddenly last week?
You know, I don't know. I was just sitting around at work. And all of a sudden, I thought, well, I'll check it out. Because I had checked it out once before just to see if my name was available.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, well, what the heck? Let's sign up. Let's do it.
Okay.
You know, everybody talks about it all the time. So I kind of wanted to see what it was all about. And, you know, I really like it. It's cool. It's fun.
I mean, you definitely can get a lot of information very quickly.
And that's the thing for me. Mm-hmm. That's with, especially with fantasy football. I'm such a fantasy football nerd. Mm-hmm. It's like instant information about this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's very cool. And now, granted, I still have a few lessons to give you. Nothing major, nothing bad. You're not doing anything wrong or anything like that.
Oh, look at you.
But
no. You and your high horse.
No, okay,
give
look,
me a break.
That.
Why do we still have only two listeners if you're that good at
that's
it?
That's funny.
Hey, guys, let's just all admit it, okay? Dwight's better than us.
I originally pulled that for you, Jared, but I guess I'll play it for myself.
Hey, guys, let's just all admit it, okay? Dwight's better than us.
I can admit it. I can admit it, and you don't remember. I'm the guy who...
You even listen to yourself when you talk.
I don't. No, I just... I offered that I would help you out because, I mean, you got to admit, you don't know everything about Twitter yet, right?
No, I don't know jack about Twitter. I just... You know, it's a lot of it's still foreign to me.
You know how to tweet. You know how to retweet. You found one of my direct messages a couple of days after I sent it. So that was nice.
I saw it right away. Oh. I'm like, well, I suppose I better go reply to it. Otherwise, you're going to give me crap about it.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have given you crap. I just wanted to make sure that you knew where the DMs were at. That's all. So that's because they keep changing the Twitter interface every month. So it's very hard to.
It's new to me.
It's new to you. I know. Definitely new to me, too. So
the original one for me.
Exactly. And I love your picture. I do love your profile picture there on Twitter. You've obviously do a lot of photography on the side as a hobby. Yep. And clearly, you intentionally made that picture as cool as it is on purpose.
I did.
Yeah.
I don't look that cool in real life.
No, you don't. In fact, we're going to find that out because the other thing that he surprised me with, okay, this is very cool. I was about to announce tonight on the show that Matt is on Twitter, but we're still waiting for him to give us his bio for bradwestmar.com, okay, still, you know, after 6 months. But the good news is he also went above and beyond my expectations. You hear this, Batman? He went above and beyond my expectations and got the bio to me in the same week that he got me, that he got on Twitter and excited me. I mean, I told you when you got on Twitter, it was like having a child. So I was.
You were pretty excited about it.
Yeah, I really was. Jared, if you got on Twitter, I would literally just, I swear, I would. I don't know. I can't even. I'd have to change my pants.
That's just another medium for you to annoy me and get upset when I don't respond instantaneously.
Now come on.
Yes.
Now you shut up. You only answer your texts and your phone when it's convenient for you. And in return, I only answer my phone when it's convenient. If I see, oh, Todd Sheets, F it, I'm not answering it. Are you kidding me? I don't want to talk to him right now. I'd rather text him. You know? And then I go tweet something about you, you know? But it is what it is. But no, Matt has also given us a bio. And by the time this show airs on Jackalope, it should be up on the website. And you also just sent me a picture. So if you want to compare and contrast the picture on Twitter that you've used and the picture that we're going to use for your bio, you're right. I don't know, but you're still a handsome dude. Jared, look at that. He's a handsome young man. He's wearing a Royals cap.
Thank you.
Yeah. Jared won't comment. Trying to think of something to say.
No, I don't. I just don't comment on other men's appearance. Kind of rule I have.
I'm going to take your no response as a compliment.
Yeah. It is. For that sad hat makes me a little weep for you a little bit there.
Matt, if I was a woman, I'd ask you out or something like that. Anyway.
I'd be flattered.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
That's a bad mental image.
Real quick, 30 seconds. Mr. Afkar, we did discuss last week briefly on the show, and I told you this off the air, a little bit about you standing at home when you work. You work at home, you stand at home,
yeah.
And you've defended yourself, you know, off the air. I
don't think it merits a defense.
Well, no, I don't think it merits. I just want you to know. You explained yourself.
I didn't think you were attacking
Defense is not the word, but, you know, I mean.
Hey, guys, let's just all admit it, okay? Dwight's better than us.
Because you stand when you work, and we don't. Is that?
I don't care what you do when you work. Okay. I just care what I do when I work.
The question I've got for you, and you've kind of already explained it off the air. Tell me if I understand this correctly. Because the question I wanted to ask you was, why weren't you standing at work when you were working in an office environment for the last 20 years?
And I didn't know that it was that.
So then you discovered it when you were going to work from home, you realized,
it was impractical to do it at work, you know? I mean, our cubicle desks are so low and there are no walls anyway, so I'd be looming over other people. And it's just creepy and wrong to do that.
That's true. That's probably true. It's fair. It's fair.
I'm not stumpy, so that's even worse when you're tall enough that.
I was just intrigued by it. And when I saw it at your place, and I mentioned it on the show, and then Matt was reminded of the Office episode where Dwight was standing at the office, literally working that way, you know, and that's where this clip came from.
Hey guys, let's just all admit it, okay? Dwight's better than us.
And I believe Dwight talks about it here a little bit.
Standing has proven to be healthier, increases productivity, and just looks cooler. Picture someone doing something heroic. Now, was he sitting or standing? Not counting FDR. Every second you sit there is an hour off your life. Look at all of you. I feel like you're in a suicide cult.
No. You're way off on that one.
Are you really comfortable standing there? I tried one of those, and I just couldn't find the sweet spot.
Hey, guys, let's just all admit it, okay? Dwight's better than us. He had the guts to stop sitting, and he's never, ever going to go back on it, right?
That's right, Jim.
Okay, so a little clip there from the show. It was a good show, by the way. Thanks for telling me that I should watch it. Because
I thought you'd like it.
It was pretty good, and it made me think of Jared the entire time. But
yeah, it's so funny that that happens the same week as that episode.
Yeah,
but perfect timing.
I've been doing it a lot longer.
No, I believe you. I just didn't know it, so it was kind of hit me as like, wow, I didn't know people did that. And it was just, and the shelf was just kind of interesting there in the corner, just, you know, 5-tiered shelf or whatever it is, and it was, wow, you know, so. Not making fun, just questioning.
Now, if I spent $2,000 on a desk for that purpose, you could mock me.
This is true. But I wouldn't mock you because I love you.
I would have been an idiot for spending
that much. That's true.
I could have gotten a bookshelf at Office Depot for $200.
Still wouldn't mock you, though. Hey, real quick, got to keep it moving here. No, I wouldn't. No, really. You're very friendly and...
Afkar is very, very sensitive.
We don't want to upset you. Hey,
right.
Batman, real quick, I want to thank somebody from the Jackalope Radio Network, and I never mentioned this guy, and it's unfair that I don't mention him, because I know he pimps our show, I know he plays promos, I know he's asked me for other ones before, I just haven't had a chance to get him. Tell us a little bit about Mike Ghostgetter. His show airs after us on Jackalope on Friday nights. Is that right?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah. And his show is called?
The Nightbreed Show.
The Nightbreed Show.
He also has a Mike Ghostgetter show starting on Thursday nights.
Okay. Very cool. I want to make sure I mention him because I know he listens to the show. At least I assume he does. Or maybe he doesn't listen like everybody else, but he does promote the show. So at least promoting it is better than... Seriously, if you're going to do something, promote it. If you don't want to listen, don't listen, but promote it.
Right.
Which happens a lot on Twitter. It's like people will promote it, but they don't listen to it. They'll retweet my thing saying, hey, it's ready for you now, blah, 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 blah. But, hey, Mike Ghostgetter, thanks a lot for all of your help this past year. We appreciate your support.
He's a good guy.
He is. Yeah, he seems like he is, definitely. I got to mention this because I know you're going to appreciate this. A lot of holiday shopping going on. We got the Ghost Mall, the mall up here where there's like nobody there. There's like three stores. It's like the zombies are going to take it
Metro
over.
Metro North?
Yes, yeah. Thank you, yes. And, Presley and I spend a lot of time there because she likes to just go and hang out on Sunday afternoons and, you know, throw pennies in the fountain and, you know, ride the train that they have at the holiday time and that kind of stuff. And I got to mention this real quick because I know this is going to drive you nuts, Jared. So, and it drove me nuts too. Saw this lady probably in her late 50s, early 60s. She was walking the mall
Which, yeah, mall walking.
It's not,
right?
It's right. Not unusual. Not my mom did it. My mom broke her ankle doing it, actually. It's, but my mom is accident prone, as you might remember. So, but this gal was walking the mall, and it's funny because I don't think Presley noticed this, but she had one of those, and I think these are from the 80s, one of those invisible dog leashes. Do you remember those things where they've got, it's like a dog leash,
yeah,
and it's like stiff, it's, yeah, like it's got a dog on the end of it, it's got a collar, and she literally was walking an invisible dog in the mall.
You should have taken a picture of her.
The thought crossed my mind, but she was moving too fast, and I just...
Blinding speed.
Exactly. She was a fast dog walker.
She must have had a terrier, right?
It was a small one, yes. Right. So it may have been, yes. I was just like, really? I mean, really, people... I mean, I thought those were a gag gift, like a joke.
Maybe she was training for getting a real dog. And she was just practicing.
Could have been.
How does
one know if she could handle it?
I do not know. It was just very strange. So, and with the holidays too. I mean, you guys all have daughters older than mine. Our daughter's a little spunky. We've really had to push the envelope of naughty and nice and Santa, and Santa's always watching. And so one of the things we did a couple of weeks ago was Christy found an online site. I know there's a lot of them out there where you can get a personalized video from Santa talking to your child, okay? And even using the name, if you can find your kid's name in their list of names. And what they do is they show Santa, but his beard is so full that you know his lips are moving, but you can't see his lips moving, so you can't see that he's not saying Presley. You can just tell that he's saying something. Kind of a thing. But it comes out. It's basically a voiceover guy, you know, put into a tune with the video of Santa Claus and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, we did one, and it had her name on it, and it talked about one of the gifts that she wanted. The worst part about it, the cool part was watching her eyes light up because she really thought this was a video from Santa Claus, and to her it was, and she watched it 100 times. The most annoying part for me. And maybe I'm anally retentive, but you know, if you got a kid, you've got the kid's name, and the kid's name maybe could be pronounced a couple different ways, but you know how it really should be pronounced. The video had her name pronounced Presley. And it's like, it wasn't Presley, it was, and it's a common mistake, as I like to put it, when people call Elvis Presley, Elvis Presley. It's not Presley, it's Presley. Thankfully, my daughter is too young to realize that they said her name kind of funny. You know, a couple of times, but...
You could have splurged for the extra S and avoided that whole problem.
No, I don't think they didn't have the option of buying an extra consonant.
I was just wondering.
It wasn't Wheel of Fortune.
I'm just saying, when you named your kid, I mean.
Oh, that's... Well, that's probably true.
Consonants are cheap. But the vowels you have to pay for.
That's what they told me. Vanna White with her evil teeth. So, anyway, this is kind of the first year where we've also involved the Elf on a Shelf now at home.
I don't even know what that means.
Matt, the Elf on a Shelf... Do you know what that is?
No, I don't know.
Okay,
what that
is. Good. See, that's because I've got the youngest child. Okay, Elf on a Shelf, and they sell an actual Elf on a Shelf at Walmart, where you basically it's just a doll, and it's an elf, but you have your kid believing that it's an actual elf from Santa that always shows himself in the form of a doll, but at night he wakes up, gets around, and will change places.
That's so creepy.
That's really sinister.
It's very creepy and sinister. And the funny thing was, the way that we taught her about it was Saturday night when I took Brandon and his family to a hockey game. Christy and Presley watched, they actually aired the show on, I think, network TV, Elf on a Shelf. So she has a little 30-minute, you know, show about what the Elf on a Shelf is all about. And then Christy brought home her own little Elf on a Shelf. It's actually just a doll elf that we found. It wasn't the actual expensive, ridiculously expensive Elf on a Shelf at Walmart. It was just some doll or whatever. But so now she thinks that there's an elf in the house, changing positions every night, changing places every night. It is kind of creepy, but have our daughter, and it's like, you know, every
I don't have your daughter.
Every minute you can tell her, you know, Santa's watching. You might want to stop being so naughty and be a little bit more nice.
Boy,
you gotta do it.
You make it sound like she's an absolute hellion.
You have, look, you know what? Here's the thing. Here's the thing. And don't get me started on this. Matt has spent time with my daughter as well, and she was extremely well behaved that night, okay?
Perfect angel.
Perfect angel that night. I am telling you, you don't live with her. Okay? You don't know what it's like. And maybe part of it is her mother. I don't know. I'm not saying. I don't know where the problems lie exactly. Thankfully, they don't listen to the show either, so I don't have to worry about her hearing this. But my point is that she can be pretty much a little crazy sometimes and a little bit disobedient. But she's at that age.
Every kid can do that,
sure,
though.
Sure, sure. But believe me, we get more of that sometimes than we do the other. But I still love my daughter, and she's still great. Don't get me wrong. It's just that she's going through a 3 to 5 phase.
Right, so you're now resorting to psychological torture to tip the scales in your favor?
Look, I'm just telling you, the Santa Claus thing is important, and we're going to use it to our advantage as long as we can, because come December 26th, it's all over with.
Oh, I think you need to give the elf some fangs. Or maybe a machete.
How about a gremlin?
Ooh, even better.
I don't know. I mean, maybe we are going to freak our kid out. I don't know.
Merry Christmas!
Speaking of freaking out,
I want him brought from his happy holiday slumber over there in Melody Lane with all the other rich people, and I want him brought right here with a big ribbon on his head.
Clark Griswold.
And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is. Hallelujah. Holy shit.
thank you, Magic Matt. You know, Christmas is the time to focus on giving. Otherwise, you end up like Clark Griswold, and you're more worried about what you're receiving. But
That's classic.
So the bottom line is, regardless of how naughty my daughter is, she's still going to get a remote control car and her dollhouse and all this stuff that she's wanted because she's
American.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the good news is, too, since she's not really sure who God and Jesus are right now, at this point, she's probably going to grow up thinking that Santa Claus is actually God and Jesus, because Santa Claus at this point is the only almighty she knows. You know, he can do anything, see anything. He watches her on the video camera that we have in her room, you know, stuff like that. Maybe we
need to talk about in therapy someday.
You're probably right. I may have made a few mistakes, but
you're just grooming her to be a good citizen for when 1984 Orwellian society comes out.
I know. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to try to get a hold of Santa. We'll talk to him. Maybe bounce it off of him and see what he thinks about how I'm treating my daughter. We'll see if we can get a hold of him anyway. You know he's busy this time of year, Jared. So,
oh, absolutely.
We'll find out. We'll take a break, and we will be right back.
This is the best of the Brad Westmar Show.
Good afternoon. This is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. Coming up on the left, we're going to be catching a glimpse of the Grand Canyon. On the right, you can be able to see the Hoover Dam in just a few minutes. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet, and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. Couple little facts here. I'm packing a Colt King Cobra. That's a .357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Bearcat .22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet, and it can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane, so just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
And now, more of the best of the Brad Westmar Show.
Hello, everybody. This is Batman's homunculus. Very happy to be with you tonight. I have taken a step outside of Batman's utility belt to come out here, join the world, and say hello to the Brad Westmar Show. So, first of all, Batman, I'd like you to know that I appreciate all the wonderful things you do for me. My favorite part is when you put me in your pocket so I can play pool. I love it. I have a good time.
The world.
Yeah. Hey, would you put me in your pocket right now?
No.
Okay. Maybe a little bit later. Hey, but seriously, do me a favor, will you? You need to not make me hose out your bat briefs all the time. Your underwear, man, you need to change it every once in a while, okay? It's not a pretty sight in there. It's not. Stains and stuff like that. Ugh, tell you. Hey, and also, I really enjoy myself when I get hungry. You let me take a crack at your bat nipple. I like that, too. It's good stuff. Except for when it squirts and gets in my eye. It's kind of nasty.
You have me confused with Joel Schumacher.
Joel Schumacher? I know that name. Who is that guy?
He's the one who put nipples on my bat suit.
Oh, yeah. You know, I actually know Joel Schumacher's homunculus, too. And he likes the bat nipples as well. So, and also, I need you to get off my back about uploading the show on time, okay? If you weren't so goddamn cheap to invest in a stool, maybe I could spend less than 3 hours trying to reach the board all the time. I'm too short. I'm not exactly Wilt Chamberlain, you know, although I am hung like Wilt Chamberlain. You know what they say? Once you go black, you end up with Donovan McNabb. Did I say that like Donovan McNabb?
Jeez.
And also, I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't send me to the Wendy's drive-thru on a 20-year-old big wheel. A little thing. And what happened to the big wheel you had in here last week?
It's gone.
Where'd it go? Yeah. I see we have some new additions here. And when I say new addition, I'm not talking like Ralph Tresvant and Bobby Brown. I'm talking about the new additions over here to the junk corner of the studio. See, the Elvis lamp is pretty cool. Believe it or not, I'm actually taller than that Elvis there. He's a little bit shorter than I am. So, yeah. So, anyway, I also would like it if you would stop making me shave your face all the time. It's not Movember anymore, so you can shave your own face from now on, okay?
Okay.
You don't really know what to say. This reminds me of the first time that Brad Westmar brought Elvis onto his old show, the Wow Wow Westmar show, and that executive producer that he had back then that you don't like to mention by name because you and him don't get along anymore. You know, the guy with the bald head and the 6'9".
I don't have a problem with
545 pounds or whatever it is he weighs. And then, you know, Jared back then, he was there too. And they just stared at him the entire time he pretended to be Elvis. They didn't know what to say. It didn't go very well at all. But anyway, okay, enough from Batman's homunculus, because it just doesn't seem that he's getting through to you, which it seems that your attention has been on something else tonight.
I'm right. I've been watching you the whole time, homunculus.
By the way, homunculus. What?
I don't know.
Okay. I can say what? Okay. By the way, one more thing before I go. No more showers together, please. Okay? The view of that harried, wrinkled mess that you've got makes me think I'm in a nursing home for baby elephants. It's not pretty. Not pretty at all.
Thank you. I'll send you over to Brad Westmar next time.
He's... I'm not even going to make a comment about that, because I like Brad Westmar. Oh, and his homunculus, it's a girl. I like her. All right. Thank you. You can turn me off now. Put me back inside your utility belt, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you. Hello. Woo!
There's a lot of tension in the room when Batman's homunculus comes out.
I would agree with you in that regard. I feel bad for him because he doesn't seem to know what to say. Now, do me a solid, will you? Batman, make sure you turn this back up where
it's
it was
already
before.
There.
Thank you.
Yep, I got you.
Are you sure it is?
I'm sure.
You promise it is?
I promise.
I apologize, and I can promise it won't happen again.
Are you sure it's loud enough? Are you sure? Because it doesn't seem loud enough to me. I want to make sure it's loud enough, because we're going to make a phone.
I apologize, and I can promise it won't happen again.
Okay.
I got a bit excited and used an expletive I shouldn't have used. I apologize, and I can promise it won't happen again.
All right, here's what we're going to do. Matt, we were talking about this before we started the show. We were talking about my buddy, okay, our good buddy Brandon, our web guy. He's been on the show. He's, in, of course, in our fantasy football. And we, of course, made fun of him here several weeks ago on the show and nicknamed him My Buddy, okay? And
My Buddy.
And when we did, we were concerned that he would never actually hear it because we don't believe, and I don't believe, that he's listening to the show, okay? And you asked me before the show started, has he heard it? Right.
Yeah.
And to my knowledge, the answer is no. And I'm a little disappointed. So what I'd like to do is, on an impromptu kind of thing here, we're going to give him a call, and one of two things is going to happen, okay? He's either going to not answer the phone, and if he doesn't answer the phone, we're going to do... We're going to do some pranking. We're going to do a little soundboard pranking. We're not going to say a word, okay? So don't speak into your microphone. Laugh, but don't laugh out loud so he can't hear you. And if he does answer the phone, we may still do a little pranking. He's probably going to figure out it's us, and eventually maybe we'll talk to him, and we'll kind of point blank ask him. So when was the last time you listened to the show?
He's the web guy, you said, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, then I've been posting my buddy for the fantasy football wrap-ups for like 3 weeks.
Chances are pretty good he doesn't get it, okay? My guess is that Brandon probably hasn't paid attention to Bass Ackroyd's fantasy football for several weeks either, okay?
Oh, it's a shame.
We'll see. We'll see.
All right.
Well, Batman, go ahead and dial him up. We'll see what happens. Can you get him ready there? There we go. Is it ringing yet?
It will be in a second.
Enjoy this Verizon ring back tone.
Oh, here we go. His ringtones are...
Keep me in mind.
What in the hell?
Keep me in mind. And pray someday that you will love me only.
Hello?
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
I like to make love. I'll make it feel really good for you, hon. Would you let me lick you everywhere?
And what do you call somebody who's an adult who comes over to meet a child home alone after a sexually explicit conversation? What is that called?
I just hope this isn't all too good to be true, hee hee.
No hug for me?
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
I'll just be your secret lover.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
I like to make love.
I'm big.
He tells the girl that he has a very large penis.
Did you bring condoms?
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me? Like, you know, some positions and moves.
I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
I'll just be your secret lover.
Hey, my buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Brad. How about you?
I'm doing good. It's good to have you on the show. We thought we would impromptu call you today.
That's nice. I appreciate that.
You know, we're doing the show right now, of course, and we hadn't heard from you in a while. We've been thinking about you quite a bit. Say hi to Magic Matthew Fox.
Hello, Matthew.
Hey, Brandon. How's it going?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Good.
All right, guys, stop it. That's gay. All right, Batman, you say hi to, of course.
How's it going?
There you
pretty
go.
Good.
Don't answer him. Yeah, okay. So anyway, we just wanted to kind of check in with you and see how things have been going.
They've been going, technically. How about yourself?
Well, my buddy, what's the matter? Is there something going on?
Oh, just, you know, life.
Stress?
Always.
Are you still married?
Yes, I am still married. Luckily, the most... good constant thing I have in my life is my wife and my child.
That's right. So you still have custody of your child too. That's good. That's good.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Has anybody died?
Not yet.
Okay. That's okay. That's good. You thinking of killing somebody? Matt knows he can tell the tension in your voice. Yeah.
Yeah. Is Matt? You got any help in terms of getting rid of somebody once I kill them?
I watch a lot of Dexter, so I can help you out with that, but
hey,
off the air.
That's most of the research I've been doing.
Hey, and don't forget, if you need any help at all, I know a guy that can help you with this.
Like, you know, some positions and moves.
So just let us know, okay?
I will do.
He also likes to...
I like to make love.
But so, you know, we haven't heard from you in a long time, and my buddy, we are very, very concerned about you. And we're just wondering, we have a question for you, okay?
Oh, God.
A very, very good question. And I'm going to go ahead and be the one to answer it, or ask it, although I know that everybody in this room right now is wanting the answer. Our question to you, a good loyal fan of the Brad Westmar Show, very first fan of the Brad Westmar Show, and also a very, very good web provider and a very good helper in many regards, and also a participator in the Bass Ackroyd's Fantasy Football League, and also a guy who came in and answered hot seat questions on the hot seat here in the studio and played match game with us and things of that nature. Mr. Brandon, my buddy, please tell me, when was the last time you listened to the Brad Westmar Show?
I knew that was the question you were going to ask.
Uh-oh.
Shameful.
Terrible. I don't even know. Let me just answer what you should say right now. Okay, here's what you should say.
I apologize, and I can promise it won't happen again.
Okay. So, just just give us a ballpark idea to what the last, you know, honestly, I probably don't even want to know, do I? I probably don't even want to know.
I'll be honest, it's probably been about 2 months.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking it probably has been about 2 months or so.
Yep.
Buddy.
I know.
You've been missing out on so much. So disappointed. And this just goes to prove, Magic Matthew Fox, that what I'm, and also you, bat off. Let me tell you something. Nobody's listening to the effing show. Nobody is listening to this show. Even people, our most loyal listener, our first fan of the Brad Westmar show, even before the show got really good when Matt got on here, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not listening to the show. What are we going to do, Batman? What are we going to do about this crap?
I really don't know because, I'm not going to argue with you.
You can't argue with me. I mean, this right here is proof positive that I am not insane when I say nobody's listening.
Sure.
I'm not insane. Let me ask you this, Brandon. What are you doing tonight?
Tonight, I walked home from work because my truck wouldn't start this morning.
Oh.
And I ate dinner with my family, and now I'm sitting back relaxing,
trying to figure out what you're going to do with your truck.
Oh, well, it'll be fixed. I got a buddy coming over to help me fix it. So.
Okay, good. So, is work stressing you out?
Oh, work always stresses me out. But it's actually, work has been fairly constant, not extremely stressful, but just normal stress.
Okay, yeah, we don't want your life story. I just wanted a simple yes or no. That's fine.
He really doesn't care. He's making conversation.
We are doing a show. All right, so look, my buddy, I'm telling you right now, we pray to God, our Lord Jesus and our Savior, okay, that you could find the time in your busy life to take a... You may have missed some important things on the show, bud, okay?
Well, yeah, I'm sure most of it revolved around me getting my ass spanked and back-assward football.
And, you know, honestly, it's funny you say that because we've actually forgotten to do the update tonight. I need to do that here in a few minutes with Magic Matt. But,
No, that's okay. You don't need to do them. I don't think I can look at it anymore.
Well, you know, look, let's be honest. I said I was going to win this thing, and guys, I'm going to win this thing. Okay.
It was over before it started.
It was over before it started because I'm the worst regular fantasy football player ever. So you knew I was going to win. So, no, I mean, there just might be some nuggets in there that you might enjoy, you might like, you may find them educational, you may find them inspiring. You never know, you know?
How many of them will I find insulting?
I don't think you'll find any of them insulting. I think you'll find them helpful. Matt, would you agree?
I think so.
Yeah.
Very informative.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'll make you deal. Between now and next Wednesday, you call me back next Wednesday, I will get completely caught up.
You promise?
I promise.
Completely?
Wow.
Can even know how good my memory will be. I was going to say you could quiz me next Wednesday, but I don't know how good my memory would be in the span of a week.
Probably not.
I will listen to everything I've missed in the next week.
Wow. And, you know, if you actually do all that, I'm going to get really excited.
What girl wants to give oral sex when a man isn't shaved?
By the way, are you proud that I didn't just hang up on you and I knew exactly who it was as soon as it started?
I am proud. Next time, just listen and make comments. Don't say my name. You ruined some of Chris Hansen. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It's okay.
You ruined the impromptu bit.
But seriously, I mean, honestly,
you do not want to with me.
Okay. But no, seriously, I'm going to let you go. You do your best to catch up, and we will, if we can find time into our holiday show that's coming up that you don't know is coming up next week because you haven't been listening to know that it's coming up, we'll try to get you a call next week to make sure that you really are caught up, okay?
We'll do, and I'll even do you one better. I'll do it before Saturday.
Ooh, okay, so you are still planning on coming with me on Saturday.
I am still planning on coming with you Saturday.
Yippee. I'm taking him and his family to a hockey game. I'm sure my family will be delighted to know that I'm going to a hockey game with another family. But that's okay.
just tell him you're taking applications.
Exactly. And believe me, I am. So that sounds good, pal. Do the best you can, and I'll talk to you here in the next couple of days about Saturday, and we'll talk to you on the show next week.
All right, man. You guys have a good day.
Thanks, pal. You too.
See bye-bye. Bye.
There he was. That's Mr.
My buddy. Wherever I go, he goes, my buddy. I'll teach him everything that I know.
He has no idea, Matt. Not a clue.
Not a clue.
Not a clue.
He dropped my buddy about 10 times in that conversation.
That was my favorite part. Yeah. That was cool. Now, I'm going to want to take a break right now, and Batman's going to try to get me not to. But we're going to take one anyway because I can and because I'm the boss. And when we come back, we're going to go over these. We'll see what happens. We'll take the break. And we will be right back.
More of the best of the Brad Westmar Show coming up.
You have a new toothbrush? I seem to have lost mine.
I'll put a new one in the bathroom.
Thanks.
Keith, you want the rest of your pickle?
Mm-hmm.
You're not eating it.
I'm going to.
It's just lying there.
Danny, if you want a pickle, there's a whole jar full in the cupboard.
No, thanks. I don't like pickles.
Is there any more milk?
In the refrigerator.
Danny, did you eat my pickle?
No.
Come on, Danny, you've had your eye on my pickle ever since you came in here.
I didn't know you didn't eat it.
Because I'm not that absent-minded.
Then how come you lost your toothbrush?
Mom!
Danny, did you eat his pickle?
No, Mom, I didn't eat his pickle.
You must have eaten it, you just don't remember.
Mom, how could I have forgotten something like that?
Is it really that important?
My whole mouth was all ready for that.
And now, more of the best of the Brad Westmar Show.
Well, hello.
Hey, man, what's going on, brother?
Not much.
I thought the phone was supposed to... How come the phone didn't ring, Todd? What was that all about?
I don't know. It was just cool like that, I guess.
That was nice.
We're in the middle just appeared.
Conversation, I guess. Hey, brother Brian, how's it going, my man?
It is going fantastic.
Good. Good.
It's off of work, so that's the best.
Definitely, definitely. Hey, you remember Magic Matt from my wedding?
I do.
Hey, Brian, how's it
going?
How's
it going? Fantastic.
You guys want to have a virtual hug?
Virtually, nah.
No, I didn't think so. No.
We'll do a virtual fist bump. How about?
There you go. Do it now. Bump. One,
all right.
Two, three.
Done.
There you go.
There it is.
Did you fist bump your mic, Matt?
Yep, I did. Okay, very good.
All right. So, hey, brother Brian, a couple of things real quick. It was great to have you in town this past weekend for your Broncos defeating the Kansas City Chiefs. Although I will say that as we were leaving with about 5 minutes still left in the game, you were acting like your team had just crushed the Kansas City Chiefs. What was that all about?
Hey, a win's a win. What do you mean?
That's probably true. Now, one of the things that I wanted to tell our listeners about, we've made fun of you on the show before. You've lived in a town called Gayville before. You've been on kickball teams. You've been on frisbee golf teams. You've lived in a town called Yankaton. You've done phone calls on my old show before where you were trying to put the moves on a girl, and you were very distant. But you've also done other calls before that have been a little bit better. But tonight we'd like to ask you a personal question. I hope you don't mind us getting a little bit deep with you. Would that be okay?
A little deep. Okay.
A little deep. You have a thing with your bodily functions that I didn't know about until this summer when I was at Mom's, and you were at work and you stopped by Mom's to see me, and you were off work at 5 o'clock or so, and you immediately went to the bathroom. And Mom goes, "Where's Brian?" And I said, "I guess he's in the." Oh, she goes, "Oh, he's in the bathroom." Yeah, that's, you know, he does. He won't go to the bathroom in public. And I said, "Really? Please tell me more." And we never talked much about it. We talked a little bit about it this weekend. Will you please clarify for me, my co-hosts, and also our audience here, as to what exactly are your issues with bodily functions? Because I find it kind of intriguing. I mean, I understand women don't want to sit down in public. I understand that. The little kind of hover, you know, stuff like that. But you have an issue. Am I right?
Well, yes. I don't know. An issue, I guess you could call it that. But peeing, you could say.
Number one. Mm-hmm.
Number one.
Uh-huh.
I have no problem doing that.
Okay, so you'll go into a urinal, because I actually went in a urinal next to you at the Chiefs game. Some very nice, clean urinals, too, by the way, on the club level. We'll get to that in a little bit. But you have no problem doing it. Although, you drove all the way down, 4.5 to 5 hours from up north. You did not stop one time. You drank how much? You drank a coffee? You drank a pop? What else did you drink?
Probably 2 pops, coffee.
Yeah.
And probably more coffee before that, yeah.
Yeah. So, and you didn't stop one time to go to the bathroom. And
I didn't go right away when I got to your place.
This is true. And this is where we have a bit of a disparity between brothers here, because
I pee as much as a woman does.
I pee more than a woman does. And everybody here knows this. Yes, I have a small bladder. Your bladder is larger than your brain, okay? So you don't have a problem peeing in public, but you don't have to pee in public very much because you have a big bladder. But now, when it comes to number two, okay, you got some issues. Am I right?
Correct. Just as you said, women also could have issues because they got to sit.
Yeah, but
I have the issue because I got to sit.
Okay, but truthfully, the women, and help me out here, Matt and Todd, but truthfully, women have a few more openings exposed. I mean, it's a little bit more, in my opinion, disgusting. I mean,
Wait a second. We all have, guys have just as many openings. What do you mean?
Okay. This might be a reason why you've only got one child. Okay. But women have another opening. Help me out here. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Rhymes with mulva. Okay. So the thing, mangina, you just find it gross to go number two anywhere but in a home that you trust. Is that pretty much the best way to say it?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So your house is fine. Mom's house is fine. I know my house...
You know how many diseases you could catch just from a toilet?
Well, how many diseases have you caught? Probably none because you never used one before. Okay,
exactly.
All right.
But see, I'm safe.
You didn't let me finish what I was saying. I know you have no problem...
Ladies, listeners out there, I'm safe. It's okay.
Very good. But I want to clarify, you know, your mom's house is okay, your house is okay, and I know for a fact that my house is okay because the thing you did to my bathroom on Saturday night was amazing after we got back from the brew top. I mean,
Thank you. That
lingered in the house until the next morning. It was unbelievable. And tell people what it was that caused your blockage.
Oh yeah, that's good point on the blockage part. Yes, that was hot pepper jack cheese. Yeah,
yeah.
8 ounces of it, mind you. Oh. Not just like a slice. I decided to eat the whole brick. So
yeah. Matt, the entire house, that end of the house smelled like a dump truck. That's what it smelled like. It was bad.
Trust me, I was in pain. Yeah.
Because he came out of the bathroom and it like followed him out. And then he like came and he was like sitting on the ottoman on the chair that I was sitting on. And we were watching a football game. And I'm like,
it's like a cartoon. What? You can see it.
Pretty much. Yeah. I was like, what is that? He's like, he apologized first, I think. He came out and you apologized.
I like to announce. That's
fine. But you apologized, but I didn't know what you were apologizing about until I'm like, what is that? Now I know.
Let's put it this way. At least I didn't leave it in there for you.
At least
I still flushed.
This is true. You sprayed, and I made you spray a couple more times, too. Yeah.
Exactly.
That is true. I didn't want to touch it, you know. So, speaking of what diseases you carry, but...
I was proud.
It was nasty, man. That was bad. But, so, would you... See, I had a problem when I was growing up, real quick, and we talked about this with Mom on the air before. I had a problem with number two when I was growing up because I would not go in public places either. I was scared to go. But, you know, back in grade school, back in the 70s, there were some of the toilets didn't have doors on, you know what I mean? They didn't have, like, privacy at all.
Right.
And I was like, there was no way I was taking a dump in that, you know? So I had a hard time. I mean, I would go in my pants in the second grade because I didn't want to go, you know. So it was pretty scary. Todd.
That was the reason? Okay.
No, it was because I enjoyed it too.
There's something terribly wrong with the Westmar family at this point.
We should title this segment "Too Much Information."
TMI. Yeah, a little TMI. So it started. I mean, you've had that problem for a long time, apparently. So.
Apparently, yeah, I guess. I've never thought anything different, right?
Yeah, but dude.
I would, during the middle of the day at work, if I got to go, boom, I'm gone. I let somebody else know that, hey, I'll be back in roughly 20 minutes.
And you go to Mom's?
Oh, yeah.
That's hilarious. That is funny.
But now you got to remember where I used to live. I lived literally two blocks from there. So then I would just bolt over there.
Yeah.
So.
But have you ever accidentally gone in your pants because you won't go publicly?
Oh, hell no.
Okay, sure.
Now, remember, we already talked about that. I do have a big bladder. That, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, but number two is a different thing. I mean, that's not, but, you know. Okay. All right. That's good. That's good. Well, hey, real quick, I got to let you go, but I want to ask you, did you enjoy seeing the finished club level at Kansas City's Arrowhead Stadium?
Yes, that was pretty cool.
It was very cool. My favorite story that I want to tell real quick before we let you go was how we went downstairs before the game started and went down into the team store, and we had a little bit of a confrontation with a ginger, by the way, a redheaded older lady, which, by the way, did you notice how her red hair did not match her red sweatshirt she was wearing? It was very, just was not complimentary at all.
Clashed.
It clashed.
Well, here's the thing. When you get into the older ladies, I mean, depending on how old, once again, listeners, just, don't, you know, never mind this, but this lady was probably 70.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What you're going.
Yeah, your carpets don't match the drapes. But right. But I know what you're saying. So but they never do that age. So we were trying to walk through it. We were trying to walk through the team store, and that lady was standing in front of the door that said exit, right?
Correct.
And we said to her, don't suppose that we can exit here. And she said, no. And I guess I did most of the talking. I mean, I don't know. Do you want to tell the story or should I tell it? I mean,
you're doing fantastic.
Okay, thank you. So what happened? Oh, then she promptly asked. Do you remember this? She promptly asked to see our tickets.
Correct.
And so Brian shoves his ticket in her face, and as she's looking at it, examining it, I go, "We're not from here." I said, "We our seats aren't down here." I said, our seats are on club level. I said, we only came down here to see how the poor people live. And she gave me the look. But we did. We had said that, hadn't we? Let's go down and see how the poor people live, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So I was telling the truth, you know. But she was kind of being cocky, kind of flipping us some crap. Because as she was looking at that, I said, well, you know, if we can't exit here, I said, why? Maybe they should take this exit sign down off this door. She's like, well, later it'll be an exit. And that's when I said, well, you know, we're only down here to see how the poor people live. And she gave me that look. I mean, it was a look that you might see from Mom when she was mad at us when we were growing up, right? You know?
Yeah, and as we're walking away, you decide to tell her that she started it. So.
Yes, I did. Yes. But you agree she did start it. She got cocky with us.
True.
You know, so it was... It was fun, but no, we had a great time hanging out in the plaza, the club level, and bro, we're going to let you go, but I got to tell you, thanks for taking the time, and next time Broncos are in town, if I can get the tickets, we'll have you down again, okay?
Fantastic. Sounds great, bro.
Thanks, man. Talk to you later.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. That's my brother. Brother Brian, God bless him, the man who cannot poop in public.
Won't talk to me now.